Titus chapter number 3. And let's look at verse number 3. Titus 3 and verse number 3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. I'm feeling something on that. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. You know, verse 3 gives us a bunch of stuff we used to be before we got saved. But then verse 4 says, but after that, the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared. How did it appear? Well, it sure wasn't by works of righteousness which we have done. But it was according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, for these people that gather here today. They did not come to hear Me. But Lord, they come to hear from heaven. I pray that You would do that for us today. We want to hear from You, God, right now. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, Amen. Here in Titus chapter number 3 is one of the two places this particular word is found. A couple of Sundays ago, I dealt with a word, redemption. The word redemption means to buy back. God bought back something He created and sent His Son to buy back, redeem mankind. Last Sunday, I dealt with a word called repentance. Repentance is a change of heart, mind, and attitude toward God. You can repent and not get saved, but you cannot get saved without true Bible repentance. You have the word redemption. You have a word repentance. And this morning, I want to introduce to you a word regeneration. The word regeneration means to be given or imparted life. To regenerate. Generate again. To be born again. There's a lot of time you hear the phrase. Jimmy Carter, one of our presidents that we've had in times past, has now went to second place of being the worst president that we've ever had. Did I just say that on the internet? Well, anyway, where was I? Oh, Jimmy Carter said this, and this is what he said. He used a phrase that he was, and I hope and pray he's telling the truth. And I'm not joking about this. He used the phrase, he said, I am a born again Christian. Now that word born again, after he had said that to the nation, everybody was familiar to some degree about being born again. You ask anybody, you born again? Some people probably wouldn't know what you were talking about. A born again Christian, a born again saved. Being saved is the same thing as being born again. And trusting Christ as your personal Savior. Regeneration. Regeneration. You say, how is a person regenerated? Well, I want to tell you the story. Take your Bible and look at John chapter number 3. John chapter number 3. John chapter number 3. And we'll find probably some of the world's greatest truth is found in John chapter number 3. If you were shipwrecked on an island and had nothing, nobody, no phone, no electricity, and all you had was a torn out page of John chapter number 3, there is enough gospel in John chapter number 3 to save the whole world. Amen. Here in John chapter number 3, let me describe to you the word regeneration, being born again, to be imparted life. One of the greatest truths. Verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. That means that this man was not missing anything. He had money in the bank. He was a religious man. He was a respected man. He was a rich man. And this fella had it all. He was a ruler of the Jews. That means he was a member of the Sanhedrin. That means he taught Sunday school. That means he taught the Bible. Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, the same. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. He snuck in the night, came to him by night. Why? He didn't want all of his other church folks to know that he went to this crazy preacher to ask some questions. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi. Rabbi means teacher. We know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Nicodemus said, I believe you've got to be sent by God. Nobody could do the miracles that you do unless you were sent by God. Yeah. Verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Jesus, Nicodemus, face to face, Nicodemus, says, Jesus, I believe you're a teacher that come from God. Nobody can do these miracles you do except God be with him. Jesus looked at him in his eyeballs and said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus scratched his head and said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus was thinking physical birth. Nicodemus was thinking, how could a man be regenerated, be born again, and go back and do the same thing they did before? It's an impossibility, Jesus. I mean, there's nobody, a man 40, 50, 60 years old, enter into his mother and be born again. That's an impossibility. And Jesus said this. Well, let me see if we can straighten this out for you. Jesus answered verse 5, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That explains the water in verse 5. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That explains the Spirit in verse 5. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. I say this, like George Whitfield preached over 1,000 times, they said. Preached, ye must be born again. They said, preacher, you ain't got anything else to say. Why are you keep preaching, you must be born again? He said, because you must be born again. It's a necessity. You have to be reborn. Born again before you can get into the kingdom of God. It's a necessity. It's a must. You have to be born again to wipe the slate clean. Wouldn't you like to have your slate just wiped clean and start all over with a clean new slate? Wouldn't you like to do that? I mean, have you ever wondered, is there any life after this? I mean, do you close your eyes in death and just put in the ground like we do our animals and nothing else happens after that? You just go to the ground? Is there anything after this? Is there an afterlife? Is there a real place called heaven? Is there a real place called heaven? I never have understood how somebody believes in heaven. Oh, grandma, boy, she was in heaven. Oh, so-and-so's in heaven. They believe in heaven. But there's a hell. Oh, no, can't be a hell. If there's a heaven, there is a hell. I know it's not famous and popular to preach on, but there is a place called heaven, and heaven is sweet. But there is a place called hell, and it's hot. And you do not want to go there. You say, how do I avoid going to this place that was created for the devil and his angels? Ye must be born again. You have to be regenerated, washed clean. You say, why do I have to be born again? The nature of humanity requires it. The nature of humanity. Nicodemus was a religious man. You can be religious and still go to hell. Nicodemus was a respected man. You can be a respected man in the community and still go to hell. Nicodemus was a rich man and still, hey, you could be a rich man and still go to hell. One in Luke 16 did it. See, what a person has does not change who we are. What a person does not change who we are. What you achieve does not change who you really are.
Right.
Everybody says, how do you get to heaven? Oh, you got to start going to church, turn over a new leaf, got to get baptized, start doing right, coming to church. My friend, that is a lie of the devil. That's a lie of the devil. You say, preacher, you preach on salvation. Hey, I'll be honest. I would love to preach on something. You would think as many preachers, as many missionaries as we have across this land and preachers across this country, you would think people would know how to get to heaven by now. People do not realize how to get to heaven. They are going to miss heaven because they think it's some other way, through the church, through the Pope, through Mary, through Buddha, through somebody else. I'm telling you, you listen to me, there's not but one way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
Amen.
The nature of humanity, the nature of heaven. You cannot go to heaven in your present body. I can't go to heaven in my present body. You couldn't go there. You could not pass through the atmosphere. You wouldn't be able to breathe. And as soon as you got close to the sun, you'd burn up, disintegrate. You cannot go to heaven like you are. I cannot go to heaven. Why? Human nature. That's why, if we're going to go there, you have to be born again.
Amen.
Not born again like you was the first time, but born again by the Holy Spirit of God. That's what we call getting saved. Getting saved, it's a must. You got to be born again. It's a must. But it is a mystery. It is a mystery to a lot of people. How do you get born again? You say, what? We have the mineral kingdom. In the mineral kingdom, in the earth, we have stones and minerals and different things like that. And those minerals cannot. Above that is the plant kingdom. And the mineral kingdom can't change over and get over into the plant kingdom. Unless you believe the Lion King story. But they try to teach their kids to sort of slip it in there about evolution. Everything evolves. You see, the devil's real slick. And I like the Lion King. Man, I get a cold chill when he lifts that little lion up there and the drums are beating like this. Man, I feel something on it. But everything they say is not true, because the mineral kingdom can't jump over into the plant kingdom. And the plant kingdom can't jump over and say, I want to be an animal. I want to be an animal kingdom. And for all the scientists and all the educated folks, you can't jump from the animal kingdom to the human kingdom. No matter how hard you try, it don't work. Nobody else can jump kingdoms. And the animal, even though I have seen some, then I have questioned my belief. I didn't question it. After saying so, I'm just telling you, it's an impossibility. You can't get from the animal kingdom to the human kingdom. You just can't jump kingdoms like that. And God knows that. And guess what? You cannot, in the human kingdom, jump and just say. Y'all ever tried this? Y'all ever tried to lean down? I used to could do it, but I can't get much further than this. You reach down, get your hands under your feet, and lift yourself up. You ever tried that? You would think if you could reach and lift somebody else up, that you could lift your own self up. Just stick your hand and put them under your feet and just lift yourself up. You say, Bridget, you can't do it. And you can't lift yourself up to the kingdom of God. I don't care how hard you try. I don't care how you can be as good as a tooth fairy and go to hell. I mean, you cannot lift yourself up. Impossibility. But the mystery is this. God says, how am I going to get man from the human kingdom to the kingdom of God? Well, the only way to do it is to start over and get born again like they did to get in the human kingdom. You got to be born again and start all over to get into the kingdom of God. This time, it's not by mom and daddy. This time, it's by the Holy Spirit of God. You see, I got news for you. I got time. All I got is time. Well, let me show you this. God created Adam in the cool of the day. He formed man, the dust of the ground, breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul. God created Adam in the image of God. There he is. Looks just like, I mean, body, soul, and spirit, just like God. Look at him. Oh, he looks good. But one day, Adam ate of the fruit that he wasn't supposed to eat of. Now, y'all do know that we're all kin, right? I mean, you may not want to be kin to everybody in here, but we came from two people.
Amen.
Had a lady ask me one time, said, because I joke a whole lot. And there's some people don't like joking. They're going to be out of place in heaven. The Bible says there's rejoicing in heaven. She come up to me with a little bony little finger. She said, preacher, I'll have you know, what would you men be doing without us women? I said, I don't know about the rest of us, but Adam would be living good right now. Hallelujah. She ain't bothered me no more. So anyway, now you ladies, y'all know I'm a kid. There you are. There you are. That's you. Everybody in here is kin to Adam. That's you right there. And by the way, let me just pause and say this. These new offering envelopes, you've got such a conservative preacher. I went to the computer, designed that thing myself, put it on these little envelopes that you buy at the dollar store, and ain't a soul said it. We've had them about a month, and ain't a soul said nothing about them. I'm quitting church over. Had nobody said a word about the new offering envelopes, I'm quitting church over. There I am. You're in Adam. Everybody in here is in Adam. I think we all come from the same person, didn't we? Adam sinned. Ready? Look at that image. Image of God. I haven't been born yet. I'm still in there. Adam fell. So everybody born now, after Adam, is born into a fallen race. If you stay down there, you're going to hell. Plain and simple. We try to be as plain and simple around here. If you stay in Adam, the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 15:22, in Adam, that's me, I'm in Adam, I came from Adam, in Adam, all die. In Adam, the fallen race. He lost that image. His first child, Cain and Abel, Seth, all of the kids that Adam and Eve had, they didn't have the God's image. They had Adam's image. Everybody got this idea. Oh, we're all in God's image. No, Adam was in God's image, but that image fell. Everybody in here is in Adam's image. There we are. In 1973, my mom and dad had a great idea. Wonderful idea. And by the way, that's the only way it can happen. Just be plain. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just young people, go home and ask your mom and daddy. But it takes man, woman, they come together, and there's life. Comes from that. You with me? Physical birth. You ladies, tell me this. What's the last thing to happen? For that child, here it comes. What happens? And you know, you're like, Somebody said it. Water breaks.
Yeah.
Do I have to take us to biology class for a second? Y'all with me?
Yeah.
What did John 3 say? Except a man be born of water. Everybody in here has been born of water. There are exceptions to the rule. Some dry birth. I understand all that. But you stay with it. You know, don't get your mind. Hey, a lot of these churches just right pretty close to us. They say, you got to be born of the water. Well, I got news for you. You need to learn how to read the Bible. Real simple. Water is a physical birth. Born of the water. There I am. Right down there. Boy, here I was. Come out. Here I am. Mom, Dad took care of me. Boy, here, you know, here we go. Grew up. Started running around in church. Acting, you know, my daddy be up here preaching. I do like the rest of them. There's no different. Preacher's kids are no different. They cut up like everybody else. Playing, I was under the roof. We'd have a ball over at Trinity Baptist. Had a little one of the balls. And I'd be up on second row because Mama had to sit on second row. But there were some Deacon's kids sitting back there close. And we'd look up under the chair. You can get up in the chair and you can see it. And he would be laying down too. And we'd roll that ball back and forth there in church. And try to get it to where it wouldn't hit one of the legs. If it ever hit one of the legs, we was in trouble. You know, because somebody... My daddy'd be up there preaching. Boy, he'd be up preaching. Second row over there, he'd go. Never miss a lick. I'm talking about, whoo! That's a physical birth. Then one time, when I was 10 years old, the Word of God was planted in my heart. 10 years of hearing the Bible. That's why you got to raise your kids in church. You've got to raise your kids in church. Well, I wonder why my kids aren't. My kids won't ever. Hey, raise them in church. This word has to be planted in their heart. You say, they ain't listening. They listening the more than you think they are. Even while I was laying down on the second row, goofing off, I heard enough to know I need to be saved. When I was a 10-year-old boy, the Word of God was planted in my heart. And then the Holy Spirit of God. When I was 10 years old, it takes a mom and a dad to have a physical birth. It takes the Holy Spirit of God and the Word of God to have a spiritual birth. And the Word of God was planted and the Holy Spirit come by, watered that seed. And I'm telling you, I said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I can't save myself. You see this right here? That's a Bible. Jesus said, I am the Word. In the beginning, what's the Word? The Word was made flesh. That's the image of God. The first one failed. So watch. This image is doing just fine. Right up there. So, I cried out to God. I said, oh God, I'm sorry. I need to be saved. I can't save myself. Y'all didn't see it. This is what happened. Some of you, here you go. There you are. God, Lord, I'm sorry. I need to be saved. Would you please come in my heart and save me?
Amen.
See, 1 Corinthians 15:22 says, in Adam all die. Even so, in Christ shall all be made alive. I got out of Adam, and now I am in Christ. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. In Christ. I'm seated in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. How do you get to the kingdom of God? You've got to get out of that one into this one. And the only way to do it is start completely over. Get born again. And Jesus will born you again and put you in Christ. The image has been restored in Christ. And now I'm going to heaven in Christ. Not in Adam. Folks, regeneration. You must be born again. You have to be born again if you're going to get to heaven. Has nothing to do with joining the church. Has nothing to do with getting baptized. Has nothing to do with turning over a new leaf. I'm telling you, there needs to be a time in your life when you, the Holy Spirit of God, started convicting your heart.
Yes.
And you said, man, I feel awful.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Something's wrong with me on the inside. We've had them leave the parking lot, come back. Something's wrong. Something's going wrong somewhere.
Amen.
What? Hey, they were in there. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word, had already taken root in their heart. And the Holy Spirit come by and come together with the Word and started convicting that heart.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, somebody said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. I can't save myself. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be born again. Shall be saved.
Right.
You can be regenerated. And guess what? In Christ, the slate has been wiped clean. I've started all over. Now, can I say this in closing? And let me try to help some of you, if I can. If you've ever thought about this and wondered about this. Nicodemus asked a real important question. He said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time his mother's womb and be born? You can only be born once.
Yeah.
Amen.
By your mama and your daddy.
Yeah.
Once. Yeah. You can't do it twice. You walk up on a person. How old are you? Well, I was born the first time, 1973. And then I got, you know, reborn again. And, you know. We'd look at them and go, really? Have you lost your mind? Born again, born, right there. You can only be saved, born again, one time.
Right.
Come on.
That's right.
Now, don't come up to this preacher. Now, look, don't come up to me and say, because I'm going to ask you. You say, well, yeah, I was saved the first time, and then I got re-saved again, and now I got re-saved again, and I wasn't doing right, and I got re-saved again.
No.
That's baloney.
Yeah.
You forget all that. Because I'm going to ask you. I'm going to say, how many times you been saved? Oh, I've been saved 2 or 3, 4 times. How many birthdays you got? Oh, I just got one. I was born, you know, 1973. I only got one birthday. Well, then you ain't got but one spiritual birthday.
That's right.
Right.
Right. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Amen.
Only once. You say, well, what if I do wrong? How many of your kids got born and they started trying to teach them to walk and they failed?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Tried to teach them how to walk and they fell down. I bet you I know what y'all did. Y'all said, I can't believe you failed. Get out of my house. I don't want you living here. I bet that's what y'all did. Y'all are laughing. And I want you to laugh. But why do you think God does that?
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
God don't do that. Every time you slip and fall, you get an age of where you need to be whipped.
Yeah.
At least by two. By two, you ought to have had 5 good whoopings. Say, oh, they didn't. Hey, keep your fingers out of the light socket. Here they go. A woman stuck their finger in the light socket. What do you do? Don't do that no more. You go over and go.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what God does? If your mom and daddy did that, God does the same thing. Every time you mess up, you disobey the Lord, he'll go,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, you're trying to kill me. No, he's trying to grow you up.
Right.
Amen.
Then when you get older, the flap on the hand. You just need to get them on the other side.
Huh?
Sometimes you do stuff bad enough, and the Lord's going to say, all right, I'm going to have to get you. Why? Because I love you.
Yeah.
I ain't going to don't love you. I'm doing it because I love you. That's being a Christian. That's being born again.
Yeah.
Amen.
God. God loves you. And every time you slip and fall and mess up, make a mistake, God don't kick you out of His house.
Right.
He gives you a whoop and say, hey, don't do that no more. Straighten up. I get down here to this altar and say, Lord, forgive me.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Have you been born again?
Yeah.
Have you been regenerated? If you haven't, you sure need to be before it's everlasting too late. You need to get out of down there and get up in Christ. And the only way to do that, say, God, I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. I can't go to church enough to do it. I can't get baptized enough to do it. I can't even save myself. I can't even get my hands under my feet and pick myself up. I can't. And neither can I stick my hands on my feet and get myself up there. I can't do it. But that Bible up there says that you sent your son because he could do it. So I'm trusting your son, the finished work of the cross of Calvary, to get me out from down here and get me to there. And you know what? The Lord will do it. He'll do it every time. Now somebody in here is not saved. I don't know who you are. Have no idea. But you can't tell me, crowd this side, somebody in here, everybody in here is saved. I don't know. I hope they are. But I sort of doubt it.
Amen.
Search your heart before we leave today. I'm going to be standing right here. And if you want to talk about it, you want me to pray with you about it, I'm going to stand right here. You meet me right here. If you just step out, I'll come back there and meet you out now. If you want to talk about it. Whether it be that aisle, whether it be this one, whether it be that. Say, preacher, I don't come down in front of all them people. I tell you what, I'm going to be standing out there in the foyer shaking hands with people when we get ready to leave. You just tell them, say, preacher, I need to talk to you a minute in your office.
Amen.
Just be me and you back there.
Amen.
If you're a lady, I'll get one of these ladies. Just be you and them. Talk to you. Say, preacher, why would you do that? Because you must be born again.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless the invitation. Simple message.